And I guess I wanted to dig a little bit more into, you know, recommending PMs. Well, recommending PM intervals. Like, over my career, I've seen it done a few different ways. One of the ways was, you know, using it based on operating hours. Like, that's typically the most common you see, whether that's 250 or 500, or I've seen 750 and 1,000 as well. Or, you know, it's one of the sites, it was really because the truck frames were kind of in poor condition and they had to weld them very often. And so it was like, that was kind of limiting how long they could push the PMs. And then also I've seen, like, obviously used to work in oil analysis and, you know, we were doing it based on oil analysis results. So, you know, what's the base number, what's the contamination level, those types of things. Like, how do you recommend we kind of balance that with fuel burn?
Yeah, so everything you're saying is, you know, one of those things will be brought up every time I raise this with a customer. So one of the challenges we have is culture. And so we definitely are not advocating a complete departure from what's been done and what's generally been working in the space historically, right? So, you know, we're not coming to be a disruptor in that sense. You know, sometimes I hear from customers, well, we're at high altitude, so we can't, you know, we have to maintain sooner or what have you. But our case or our idea fundamentally is that a truck that's parked and idling and running up its hour counter, okay, there's a fundamentally different impact of that time spent idling than the time you spent climbing a ramp or rolling on a pit, whether it's to the chassis or it's to the engine or to the lubes. I mean, all of these things are impacted differently when the truck is rolling than when the truck is sitting still. And so there are certain things that are going to be affected even worse when the truck is at idle. I know, for example, there are certain components that don't like idling. But in general, if you look at hours as your fundamental building block or guiding light for scheduling maintenance, the underlying assumption that you're making implicitly without even thinking about it is that an hour is the same all the time. An hour is an hour. And of course, anyone in the mining space would accept that an hour of idling and an hour of hauling up a hill is very different. And so what we're suggesting is that there is a middle ground where you can keep using hours as a hard stop. You can use fuel burn to improve the sophistication and improve the accuracy of the need for maintenance. And by the way, you know, you mentioned oil condition monitoring, which is incredible. I think there's a few things there. I think a lot of that market, that space is going to be moving towards a sensor-based approach. In fact, it's already happening. I know of two specific independent initiatives where companies are actually looking to get away from a sample mail and analyze and report approach to an actual sensing on engine or sensing in the actual lube reservoirs to report on these kinds of things. So absolutely anything that we do with making a recommendation for an interval extension in combination with fuel burn, we also tie in any available oil condition monitoring. And the first thing we do is we look to establish that the correlation between oil contamination is more closely aligned with fuel consumption than it is with operating hours. And once we can make that case, then convincing a customer this is the right approach gets a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And I think that that's like one of the core aspects of reliability, right? It's not necessarily like when I look at components and I try to judge like how long they're going to last, I'm always looking for that. What's that thing that actually affects the life cycle? And it's typically not time. It's some sort of operating or, you know, like, you know, in a case of a pump or something, it's like, how many gallons did it pump? And, you know, even like Caterpillar, like if you ask them how long their engine's supposed to last, they'll give you the answer in fuel burn, not in hours.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think that right there should go a long way to describing why this makes some sense.